entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You're listening to To The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. That's right, you're listening to The Max right here on LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Max Tucci. What's up, my fellow listeners out there in Maxland? I haven't been on the air since November 23rd. I have been sick as a dog. I don't even know where to start, but there's a stomach flu going around. But you know what? We're not even going to go there because there is too many good things to talk about. Right off the bat, I got to have a dedication to my show tonight to the Crossed family in Boca Raton, Florida. That would be Cindy, Stu, Chelsea, and Dylan. Chelsea's actually on Team Talk Live. Dylan is an incredible, incredible tennis player. Actually, he's, I think, one of the youngest players to be sent from Boca to Holland for an international thing. So anyway, a very cool family. Love them a lot. And I'm actually staying with them here in Boca Raton, Florida right now. So I'm going to have Chelsea actually be my co-host tonight. So she's going to be calling in. So many things going on. First of all, I miss you guys so much. You know, when I'm not on the air, I get emails, are you okay? What's going on? I'm like, shit, my friends. I don't know what's up. But I'm so busy. You know, I'm opening up this restaurant. And I'm not even like going to talk anymore right now. Because about my life, because y'all know about it, I've got so many things to tell you about. Christmas is around the corner. We're going to have a Christmas to the Max countdown. I want you to email me, call me, let me know anything about what your favorite gifts are for the holidays. But the little twist here is they've got to have the word Max in them. So I'm going to give you one of mine right now, and that's Max Factor Products. Just because for my whole life, you know, between maxi pads or Max anything and Max Factor, this and that. So to the Max Christmas countdown, I want to know your gift ideas. Before I do anything else, I got to say happy birthdays. So right off the bat, right off to my friends, Yaya Bongo, Princess Yaya Bongo, that's my girl, Nicole Bloom. You guys know Nikki Bloom. Her birthday is tomorrow, so I'm really excited. My friend Alex Baldwin, Adrian, Amy, Aaron, Dominique. Who else? Let's see. Jerry, Alana, and then my boy, Max. Max hooked me up today. He's a cool kid. He is so super smart. I'm going to have him on my show too. But anyway, guys, I've got to tell you, I really have missed you. I miss being on the show. A little break, hiatus. I'm fine. Back on my feet. Back on the air on LA Talk Radio. Feel free to call us. The number here is 323-203-0815. And call and say hi, what's up? Now, speaking of callers, I have got my co-host on tonight. You guys know her as Chelsea Cross. She's been on my show, on my line, in my life before. She's still in my life. She's going to be on in just a second. She's the host of a show called Teen Talk Live, an amazing show. And she's a bright girl. So anyway, without any further ado, I want to welcome Chelsea Cross, my co-host for tonight. And the reason why I'm doing this is because I will be in the future having a co-host. So I'm experimenting right now. And Chelsea is my first co-host for To The Max. Chelsea, what's up? And welcome
Hello,
to To The Max.
Max. What's going on?
How are you? Welcome to The Max.
I'm great. I'm so excited to be on tonight, especially as the first co-host of To The Max.
I've been a co-host on your show. You've been a co-host on my show now, so we're ready to rock and roll and take life to the max. Chelsea, you know what? Tell my callers real quick because, you know, we have about the next hour to chat. And, you know, my shows are all off the cuff. They're really not scripted or written, so I just play with it as it goes. So tell my listeners about you.
Well, you know what? A lot's been going on in my life recently, and about a year ago, I started Teen Talk Live, which is a radio show on WBZT, 1230 AM radio, which is locally out of Florida. But anyone can listen to it at www.teentalklive.net. In my junior year of high school, I started Teen Talk Live, and I thought that teenagers needed a forum to talk about really important issues because so much is going on in society today that's so negative towards the teenagers. And, you know, I would turn on the TV and there would always be adults or an older generation talking about teenagers. And I was like, where are the teenagers? Why aren't we talking about us? So
And so you surfaced.
Exactly. So I decided to take my idea to WBZT, and they absolutely loved it, and it's taken off from there.
Well, and you're going to take off in so many other aspects of your life. I know that for sure. But, you know, so I usually do this show solo, you know, and it's a fun show. I love it. But, you know, I'm really getting busy now. So I think with a co-host, it's fun because it's, for me, it's less crazy. And the reason how this all came about, I'm going to tell everyone, Chelsea, because, and this, you were with me last night. We were at the Andy Roddick Foundation. Everyone go on andyroddick.com. Check out his charity page. You know, he does an amazing charity event. And basically he includes, you know, his event and then also charities such as Habitat for Humanity, the Girls in Boys Town, the Children's Diagnostic and Treatment Center, Kids in Distress, Back to Basics Angel Fund, Deliver the Dream, Sun Sentinel Children's Fund, A Safe Haven for Newborns, and Here's Help, Inc. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because I decided to give my show To The Max as a live auction item for the Andy Roddick Foundation. And what it basically did was I said, listen, I'm gonna be your co-host. You're gonna have my show. And because it was for Andy Roddick, I said, interview Andy Roddick on your own radio show with co-host Max Tucci. And I was surprised last night. It pulled in a couple $1,000s. I was really happy for the foundation. And so I'm testing the waters, Chels, and you were there. So it's pretty cool that it went for a couple $1,000s to be for me to be someone's co-host on my own show. It's kind of weird.
I know, it was awesome.
Nonetheless, it was a good night. A good night was had.
Yeah, and it was a great cause.
It was a great cause. Andy Roddick is such a cool guy. You know, today we saw the tennis matches with Venus Williams. That's my girl. I got to tell you, she's hot too, and I hear she dates white boys. So Venus to the max, right? What's up? I got jungle fever. Shoot. But But did you have fun last night, Chels?
You know what? I did. I wish that the music was a little better and that there was more of a better vibe. But, you know, because everyone was there to help the children and to everyone, you know, in these hard economic times, people still
take the time to
donate to charity is such a great thing.
I was going to say, I think the vibe, you know, I've been to a lot of charity events since this crash, so to say. And the vibes, you know, people are scared to give money, man. You know, and scared to, like, be happy. But, shoot, every day we wake up, I say be happy. You know what I mean?
I know. You got to take life for what it is.
That's right. Don't take it for granted and rock and roll. Take life to the max, right? So there's so many things I want to, like, tell people tonight. And where should we start? You know what? Let's talk about, hello, Christmas is, like,
it's right around the corner.
And so is Hanukkah. So I started this thing since it's my first December show. It's called Christmas to the Max Countdown. So, I like that title. What do you think? Or should we change it to the Max Christmas Countdown or Christmas Countdown to the Max? What do you think?
I like Christmas Countdown to the Max.
All right. So the new show, everyone, the new little segment that we're going to have is called Christmas Countdown to the Max. And what that entitles is I want to know your favorite holiday items, your gadgets, jewelry, items, what you think people should be getting for Christmas. Now, I know that times are tough, but I also know that times aren't tough for some other people. So I'm sticking to the luxury route, but you know, I'm all about affordable luxury. And so Chelsea, I'm going to tell you right now, one of my favorite things for Christmas. I told people the thing is they got to have the word Max in it. So I went for Max Factor. So check out Max Factor. But then I was like, you know what? That's so unfair. I can't do that to my favorite brand, which is Asprey.com. Right. Now, Asprey.com is since 1781. They're a luxury brand. They're one of my favorite brands. They're all over between America, Europe, Japan, and the rest of the world. I love every product that they have. I was, you know, at an event for them in New York with, I'm going to pull up my invitation here, with Lord Balfour and an amazing, amazing book called Famous Diamonds. So you know what? If you can't afford the diamonds, people, buy the book. It's $140. It's at Asprey, New York. You're more than welcome to go to Asprey.com or you can go right into the store at 853 Madison Avenue and buy the book. Ask for it. Michelle, She is the director of the Asbury store in New York. Tell her that you've heard this on To The Max and you want the book Famous Diamonds, one of my favorite books for the holidays. So, you know what? That's affordable luxury. What do you think? Don't buy the diamonds, buy the book with all the diamonds in it. That's a pretty good little pitch. What do you think?
I do. I think it's great.
All right. Now,
you get to have all the diamonds. They're just in the book.
In the book. And you know what? Diamonds are forever, and so are books. Books are one of my favorite things. So definitely, definitely get the book, everyone, from Lord Balfour, Famous Diamonds. Now, Chelsea, what is your holiday pick? Do you have anything?
My favorite gift?
Yeah, your first one for this season that you think people should have.
Well, we are actually talking about the great holiday gifts on Teen Talk Live last week. And, you know, one of the top gifts that I found when I would ask people is they would say a gym membership. And, you know, as I got to thinking, you know, why would someone want a gym membership as a present? I started liking the idea more and more, and I absolutely think it's the best idea because, you know, you can give someone a shirt, a diamond, whatever, but the gym membership and when they go to the gym after, the feeling, the endorphins that you're pumping is the best feeling. And, you know, that friend or family member gave that to you.
Basically, if you got a fat ass and you know someone with one, give them a gym membership so when they lose the weight, they can think of you. Now, you know what?
It's a holiday season. Everyone's New Year's resolution is to lose some weight. So get a gym membership for a friend and help them do it, you know?
You're right. You know what? I couldn't agree more, but I'm not a gym person. I'm more of a watch. I love the treadmill. So you're right. Get a gym membership. Oh, you know what I wanted to talk about? First of all, you know, I get text messages throughout the show. So I've got to say hi to my Nina. I love my Nina. She's out there listening to my sexy voice right now. To The Max. I love you too. Call in 323-203-0815. And if you call in, make sure it's from an unblocked number. So, and Michelle, I just got a text message from Michelle from Asprey. Now, you know, I am not paid by Asprey. I just love the line. That's why I always plug it. Everyone's like, what's your affiliation with Asprey? I'm like, if you ever want to see the most sophisticated, luxurious line, Asprey is it. So I do it all voluntarily because I really love the products so much. And that's everything from timepieces to silver to leather to jewelry to China. I mean, Chelsea, when you come to New York, you have to come to the Asprey store so you know what I'm talking about.
Does Asprey have a website?
They do, asprey.com. It's my favorite place, and it's very thorough. And check it out because love, 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 love. Speaking of Asprey, yeah, check it out right now. Everyone, if you're at home right now and you want something to do, check out asprey.com, okay? They also had their wonderful event for the Art Basel last night. Unfortunately, I was unable to attend because I was at the Andy Roddick Foundation. So, you know, I wish I had a twin so I could split myself up. Wouldn't that be cool, Chelsea, to have twins?
I always said I want to have twins, but that was for another reason, not just because they would split myself up so I could get fat once and get it over with.
Oh, well, you know, Chelsea, I've got to also say hi to a caller in Bahamas. Actually, I love this woman. I haven't met her yet. I'm so looking forward to meeting her. Faride is my girl in the Bahamas. Te quiero mucho y que Dios lo bendiga siempre, mijita. Anyway, sorry. I got to do my little plugs. That's why it's going to be hard for me to have this little co-host thing. So I'm happy that we're here. But all right, let's talk. So tell me, Chelsea, you know, this show's a little bit all over the place tonight. And usually my shows are. That's just because I'm an Aquarius and that's how I am. So no harm, no foul. But you know what?
That's so funny because I'm an Aquarius and I could never do that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I want to know what your rising is. We'll find out what your rising is. Oh, if you want to know what your risings are, people go to astro.com and find out. One of my favorite sites. Chelsea, actually go on it now. Astro.com.
I'm going to know. Let's see what my rising is.
I know mine is Taurus, which is incredible.
I feel mine is also.
How weird would this be?
Yeah.
We're so similar yet so different. But you know what? I met, this is amazing, everybody, and Chelsea. I met His Royal Highness, King Joseph Du Bois of Ghana and Liberia, okay? The introduction was amazing, and I met his beautiful wife, Her Majesty, Her Royal Highness, Her Majesty, Queen Lavinia Du Bois as well. And amazing people, Chelsea.
How cool is it that you actually get to call someone Your Majesty?
For me, it was the cool, you know, it's like, you know, I've been around, girl. I ain't gonna lie. I've been to some fantastic events where there were other royals around. And, you know, I've said Your Majesty once or twice. But I haven't said Your Majesty to anyone in my whole life so right. much in one day. And I just, you know, it's like out of respect, so that's why I say it. But it was so cool. He's such an inspiring man. And he gave me this quote, Charles, that was, "What you are looking for is looking for you."
I love that.
And I'm like, how true is that? You know, it's like in life, I'm always, my whole thing is be still and know. But it's like, what you are looking for is looking for you. And I'm looking for investors for my restaurant. So clearly they're looking for me. So it's like, you're looking, you know, you're looking right now to do this TV show perhaps. And there's people looking for you. So it, well, no, it is so. Because he's, you know, he's really a wise individual. So I totally agree that what you're looking for is looking for you. That's my quote of the day from His Royal Highness King Joseph Du Bois. Amazing, awesome, wise man. I call him my earthly father of wisdom. He's that smart. So he's going to be on the show, I have a feeling. But, Sanchez, what do you want to talk about? I want people to... What?
I want to meet him.
You're going to meet him. But you know what? Don't you want people to call in? Like, what's up, people? Pick up the phone and dial. I mean, enough
already. I know. Come talk to us. We're fun. We
won't bite. Our number's 323-203-0815. Even if you call and say hi and drop a line, and I actually have a call right now from a 310 area code. So hi, this is Max. You're live onto the Max.
Hi, this is Linda Sherman.
Hi, Linda Sherman. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Linda Sherman, I've got to tell you all, was one of the first emails I received when I posted I was doing a radio show on A Small World. And she wrote me a lovely email, so here we are, full circle.
It's great to be talking to you, Max.
Likewise. And now you have an amazing event coming up in Los Angeles, LA Talk Radio listeners. So listen up. If you're single, get your pens out or get ready to listen to my archive for this event because you're going to want to be there. Tell them what it's all about.
Absolutely. It's going to be a blast. It's at the Hyatt Hotel in Century City from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the people that will be there will be mostly people from A Small World. There will also be people from Singular City. Singular City is the companion website to Singular Magazine, which just launched September 8th. It's this beautiful, well-written, upscale magazine that is direct mailed to 70,000 unmarried men and women living in Los Angeles who are between the ages of 29 and 55 and who have reported that they have incomes of 150,000 plus. In addition to that, we have subscriptions and newsstands. And so we have a triad of the magazine, the website singularcity.com, and events that we do. And this is our first big holiday party, and we're really excited about it.
Fantastic. Now, I wish I were in Los Angeles, but unfortunately, I'm leaving for Italy on Wednesday, so I'm not going to be in town to go. I'm in Florida right now. Things are crazy. I'm going to be back in New York. But I have so many friends out in LA, a lot of single friends. And you know what? People, go to this event because I know that it's an event, it's a top caliber event, and it's not like, you know, your typical shanty meet and greet people. This is really going to be an elegant event, and hopefully you'll find someone. You know, it's not like all the bull out that's out there. This could possibly be the place where you meet a person that contributes to society. Would that be fair to say, Linda?
Yes. I have gotten to know a lot of the people that are on Singular City, and they are really, really good people. I mean, they're doing interesting things. They're smart. They're nice. There's no creeps or flakes on there.
They're do-gooders.
And they're do-gooders. And, you know, people say, and in L.A., it's hard to find a community, a real community, and that's what Singular is all about, is providing a community for like-minded people in Los Angeles that they can feel comfortable to be around and have a good time with. We have a lot of groups on the website with special interest groups, like people who are, we have a tennis group, we have different activities, wine tasting, things for people to get together with like interests. And
right. Now, can you drop the event and the website for me one more time, the date, the time, the place, and
okay.
who to contact?
The event is Wednesday, December 10th from 6 to 9 at the Hyatt Hotel in Century City in Los Angeles. It's $25 in advance or $30 at the door. We do want you to RSVP. Please go to the website to RSVP. The website is Singular City. That's S-I-N, not the phone. The way the phone is spelled. It's S-I-N-G-U-L-A-R, city, all one word, .com. And as soon as you get on there, you'll see a big banner for the holiday party on Wednesday. Just click on that and I'll take you to the tickets.
Great. Now listen, do you have any favorite holiday items that you think people should have? Because that's one of our topics. It's Christmas countdown to the max. What do you think people should be giving for the holiday season this year? A subscription to the magazine.
Well, my personal favorite item is the iPhone. If you have somebody in your life that doesn't yet have an iPhone, I can't live without mine. So I think that makes a wonderful gift.
Well, I give you a major high 10 right now, two high fives, because LA Talk Radio and our radio shows here are now streaming off of iPhones. So rock and roll to that, because iPhones, you could hear us here on the radio, on your iPhone, and I could not agree more. So, and now you have a website. Now, what you're involved too with something, so why don't you tell people what you're involved with?
Well, thank you very much. My personal blog is itsdifferentforgirls.com, and that's with the number 4 instead of F-O-R. It's Different for Girls. And I do a number of different things. One of the things is that I am the exclusive representative in North America for Single Ringin', which is another single thing, which is a ring for singles. It's a beautiful turquoise and silver ring, and it's for both men and women. And it's made in Sweden, and each ring has a unique registration number in it that gets you into the Single Ringin' global community. So like you traveling everywhere you go, you could easily connect with people in other countries that are single and are proud to be single. And the ring is really to remind you that as a single person, you're already complete while open to possibilities. And the reason that I got hooked up with Singular is that we have the same philosophy, that you should enjoy your single life. You're not somebody who's broken and waiting to be fixed. You're already great. And so both of those have kind of the same theme. So I'm involved with that.
Very cool. And now what is your website there?
Pardon me?
I have my co-host on, Chelsea Cross, from Teen Talk Live, and she has a question for you.
Oh, sure.
Hi. I have a question actually from the teenagers, because I was wondering what age group that relates to.
Okay, well, for Single Ringin', anybody can wear Single Ringin'. If you look on the singleringin.com website, we have stars ranging from the girl who starred in Pan's Labyrinth all the way up to women in their 50s. But it's very cool to have a single ring in as a teenager, because it's something to talk about, to be able to talk that you feel good about yourself. And it's a great conversation piece, icebreaker kind of a thing.
I think it's a great idea for teenage girls, because so many of them think that you need to have a boyfriend, you know, to survive.
Oh, you're so right.
And I think, you know, some things like that for the younger generation would be really, you know, great for, it's like a positive enforcement that you don't have to have someone to feel, you know, superior. Because, you know, people, especially in their teenage years, they think to have a boyfriend is, you must have it. And if you don't have it, you're not cool, or you're not with it. And it's so not true.
Absolutely. You are so right. I'm so glad you called in to say that, because
Well,
that
you know what I think?
It's actually even more important in your teen years, you know, when you think you have to be this or that, you know, to realize that you can just be yourself and you're complete as yourself by yourself.
Exactly, and especially if you have that confidence as a teenager, you know, your confidence as an adult should be even better.
Absolutely.
All right, well, you know what?
You're already on the right path there.
I'm going to have to say goodnight because I have other calls coming in. So, okay. Linda, that again, what was your website again? It's differentforgirls.com, the letter 4.
Yes, it's differentforgirls.com. And if you visit that, you'll find Singular and Single Ringing and all the other things that I'm doing. Please come visit me on my site.
Very good. And you know what I say to you? If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. Beyonce song, right?
That's a
so
great
have a good
song,
night.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for calling
Bye,
in.
Max.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks.
All right,
bye.
Everyone. So if you're single in Los bye. Angeles, go to this event. You want a ring? Rock and roll. We have another caller on. So, caller, what's up? It's Max and Chelsea. You're on to the Max.
Hey, Max and Chelsea. It's Cindy calling. I didn't know
how
it was
you?
You on tonight, Chelsea. I wanted to say hi. Hi, Cindy. What's going on? Well, I've just been sitting here listening to you guys. And, Max, I don't know if you're getting many calls, but I've been trying for, like, half an hour, so I think your lines are jammed. Either we try to call it once or something. Anyway, hi Chelsea, good to hear you.
Yeah, so how's Colorado? I'm sure it's freezing.
I think we're calling someone instead of them calling us, so that's right. How's Colorado?
You guys calling me back.
All right. Hey Cindy, anyway, you know what? While I have you on the line, I want a Christmas. You know what? It's called now. I'm changing things as I go along. Chris Max. It's going to be Chris Max, countdown to the max.
Like Chris Max.
Whatever. I can only get as like freaking that. Cheesy as I can. But Cindy, Christmas present, Hanukkah, whatever, Kwanzaa. I need
present ideas. You guys have been talking about Christmas presents, and you sort of knocked me out of my stupor. It's like, not that I've been in denial about it, but I've just been not thinking about it, and now you sort of forced me into it. So I think I'm going to have to go to my favorite store, which is coincidentally called Max, and it's Christmas gifts. Christmas.
Well,
oh,
I want
so
to hear.
Funny.
Where is this
I
store?
I think it's in Boulder. It is the absolute
right.
best store. I mean,
well, you know
what,
Cindy? I've got another caller.
Like you.
I've got another caller on, so I'm going to have to say goodnight to you because the lines are blowing up. So I've got to give kudos
pretty
to everyone.
Now. So listen,
but thanks
Christmas.
For calling.
Love
and
you guys,
Cindy,
and Chelsea,
real quick, before I take my next caller, everyone, you know my girl, Cindy, is going to be my stylist for a photo shoot that we're doing in Florence, Italy next week. So rock and roll to that. Thank you so much for taking the job. All right, have fun.
Okay.
I got to take my next caller. But I'll talk
bye,
to you soon.
Cindy, great
bye.
Talking to you.
Bye.
Chelsea and I had dinner with Cindy, so that's how we all know each other. All right, I've got another caller on. Everyone, 646, who's this? Hello. 646, Eric. You're on with Max, onto the Max, and my co-host tonight is Chelsea. Who's this?
Hi, it's Daniel.
Daniel!
Clearly one of Chelsea's listeners.
It's Danny Boy, Max.
What's up, Danny Boy? Oh, Danny Boy. What are you up to, Danny? Daniel, sorry. What are you up to?
Daniel. Oh, nothing. I just finished watching Desperate Housewives and Brothers and Sisters, great ABC.
Okay, screw you, and don't tell me anything anymore, because Brothers and Sisters, ABC.com, people, is my favorite show. Don't tell me what happened.
And I love Desperate Housewives, and I totally forgot it was on.
What do you mean? How can you forget it's on?
Because we've been doing the show.
Oh,
as
on.
And she's packing. How cold is it in New York? Let's discuss that.
Freezing. Oh, my God. I walked outside today to meet my friend for dinner.
Daniel.
My frostbitten.
On a scale from 1 to freezing, how freezing?
Freezing.
No.
Daniel, it's so cold. I don't want to go back home, but I've got to. But listen, what's a good Christmas idea? Chris Max present. Christ and Max. Chris Max. I like Chris Max. Everyone's celebrating Chris Max this year. Give me a good holiday present.
For who?
For anyone. Like, hello, in general.
Good holiday present?
Like, you're getting me a gift.
God. I'm, like, the worst at getting holiday presents for people.
What about Origins?
Orchids or Organs?
Origins. The wonderful product of Origins, Chelsea.
Oh, Origins.
I don't hate on it. Origins is good. Origins is a good product. It got somewhere. It's good stuff. It has some great products.
Right, and we just, right, buy the products, not the family, basically.
No, stop.
I'm not saying anything. I love the products. What are you talking about? So, well, you know what, Daniel? Tell everyone to buy Extreme Entertaining Made Simple by Eduardo Zoll, because I'm in it. So you can really have, that's something with the word Max in it. I'm in the book. You can get it right now on Amazon.com. Extreme Entertaining Made Simple by Eduardo Zoll. I have the first chapter, The Classic Dinner Party. Everyone, go buy the book. Daniel, make sure that people get this book.
Oh, and Max, you have a beautiful table display in that book.
Thank you, Chelsea. Well, Chelsea, what do you think of my table?
I loved it. I thought it was absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. Well, I will sign you my chapter copy. And Daniel, you'll get a copy too.
I feel honored.
Good, I better. Autograph.
Autographed, right? All right. Yeah. So what else? Just stay on the line. I mean, shoot. If anyone wants to call in, please call in at 323-203-0815 so you can be live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio.
You know, Max, I thought of another gift with
what?
Max in it.
Go for it.
But I don't know if they have it anywhere else besides Florida. Do you guys know of TJ Maxx?
Hello. No. They're all over, the world.
Are they?
Yeah, all right, everyone, go shopping at TJ Maxx. Go to tjmaxx.com for more information.
You totally just had your Jessica Simpson moment.
Me?
Yeah.
Why? How am I supposed to know if TJ Maxx is anywhere else?
Come on. It's huge. It's
That's
TJ
the
Maxx.
Funniest thing.
Oh, Daniel.
Chicken of the sea. Gotcha.
Yes, chicken of the sea, which is tuna fish. Oh, anyway. I'm just like, wow. But all right, people, call in. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be shy. We're here. We're taken to the max to a whole nother level. I'm getting the public involved. You know, I'm going to still do celebrity interviews, but I want a co-host. I might want two or three. You know what? Fuck them all and marry none, right? So what's up, Chelsea? You know what? Yeah, I can say whatever I want. It's my show. But you know what?
Daniel's like, oh no.
Yeah. This is not your Teen Talk Live. This is
I
to
know.
The max.
All rated.
This is my time to talk, bitches. No, I'm kidding. But so listen, you know what I wanted to talk about? And it's something that freaked me out here at Dunkin' Donuts. Someone got shot, murdered, an 84-year-old man during a robbery by a gang at Dunkin' Donuts in Florida.
What?
Not a cool thing. Yeah, Chelsea, tell the story.
Yeah, so on the way back from Teen Talk Live in Florida, we take Atlantic Avenue back to the house. And on Atlantic Avenue, which is literally 5 minutes away from my house, is a Dunkin' Donuts, your average Dunkin' Donuts. You know, they have their fabulous pumpkin muffins and their delicious iced coffee.
And we're not plugging them. Get to the point.
You're jealous because you know that their coffee.
If they want to advertise on my site, they can on my radio show.
Okay,
but
well, we're kind of bashing else. Them if you think about it.
All right, shoot.
Well, anyway, I was getting sicker by the minute, and my mother, of course, wanted her iced coffee. And I said, Mom, no, I don't feel well. Can you please take me home? She said, okay. And ironically, that night, four or six men held the cashier up at gunpoint at Dunkin' Donuts, demanded all the money, had all the customers get down on the floor, took their wallets, and while some of the customers were on the floor, they just shot them and left.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to break in real quick because what I'm going to say is if anyone has – this happened in Delray, Florida and / Boca Raton, Florida. If anyone knows anything that has to do with this case, please call your local authorities. And, I don't know if these people were all caught, but if you know anything or saw anything, don't hesitate to call your local authorities or even call 911 and just, give them your information because it's the holidays and it sucks that some 84-year-old man got shot and got murdered over a wallet. I mean, come on, people.
Yeah.
You know, it's not cool.
It's hard.
And the reason why I wanted to bring that whole story up is also because, my girl Jennifer Hudson, her sister's baby's father, I guess, her sister's baby daddy, got busted. He's going to jail. He's apparently, allegedly, the one. So I feel so horrible for Jennifer Hudson.
She's
got
all...
I am guilty.
Not yet. Allegedly. We got to be very careful. Allegedly. But the thing is that holidays are coming around the corner. She was just nominated for all of these major Grammys, and it's going to be a sad, sad holiday. So everyone, prayer is free for the holidays, so give that as a gift, as well as a friend of mine just texted me, homemade food. So cook at home. But yeah, so Jennifer Hudson, my girl, you know, I feel awful for her. God bless her. And you know she's going to win because I don't like living in your spotlight.
Ooh, Daniel, you know the words. Thank you, boy.
If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it.
Oh my God, did you see the YouTube of the guy doing the dance?
Hello, I broke that story before The View. And oh, he's going to be out. Thank you. Please watch when he's on the show. Thank you. And I have some amazing YouTubers actually coming on the show. I'm not going to tell you who, because if I do, then they're going to go from like 200,000 hits to 5 million hits, and then they're not going to come on my show. But I got Andy Roddick coming on my show, so big booyah to that, people. But speaking of, you know, I got to tell you, we saw Venus Williams today play tennis, kicked major ass, love her. She has a product, everyone, 11byvenus.com. It's a clothing line, so that's a great holiday gift. What did you think of that match today, Charles?
I wasn't there, remember?
Oh, you? I don't know. I'm always with you, so I forgot. I was with you last night, not today.
No, but I
was with
great
Dylan,
about it.
And I know Dylan's listening right now, and he's being a punk ass for not calling in. So the number here is 323-203-0815. Hello. You know, I really... let's talk about New Year's resolutions. What's yours, Daniel?
What's my New Year's resolution?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Well, mine is, and I take a pledge right now, I'm not going to curse anymore onto the max.
Well,
it's not
Daniel?
The look.
Daniel,
he doesn't
even
know.
Have one?
Daniel
what?
Doesn't know.
Daniel doesn't what?
Daniel,
what is
your resolution is to come visit me more.
No, that's not a good one.
Yeah, it's a great one.
No, because that's selfish one. Daniel, what's your New Year's resolution?
I think my New Year's resolution,
Think about it.
I think spend less. Oh my God, is that horrible to say?
No, it's actually smart.
I don't know, with the economy now and everything. Got to take life a little bit more seriously. It's kind of scary when you think about it. I don't know if I really have want. Like, I don't know if I really wanted to think about it.
Yeah.
Well, what's yours, Chelsea?
I know this might sound a little cheesy, but mine is really to, like, stop stressing.
That is cheesy.
I know. But... don't laugh at me, Daniel, but stress takes over your life.
Uh-huh.
You know what? Only if you let it. I don't stress.
I do.
You know what? I stress out for, like, the... If I stress out ever, it's like for literally a second, because then I grab a hold of myself. I'm like, you know what? This is so stupid. Because in life, whatever's meant to be is going to be. So there's really no point in stressing out, Charles. You know what I mean?
I know. I'm trying not to.
But I've got listeners in Costa Rica, you guys. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. That is cool.
Hello. That's why I love this network, LA Talk Radio. And I've got listeners right here in Boca Raton. I've got actually, come over here real quick. This is my girl. And I know she's like going to freak out. But actually, Cindy, come here and say hi onto the mat. She just walked in.
Hi, mom.
That's Chelsea's mom, Cindy. And actually, Daniel's on the line, too, right now. I'm having a conversation. Chelsea, take over my show for a minute. Talk to Daniel. Chelsea, actually, tell everyone. What should we tell everyone? Chelsea.
Mom, what did you think about the Andy Roddick event?
What did you think about the Andy Roddick event?
I was a little disappointed. I felt that... it could have been a little bit more exciting. It kind of
times are tough, though.
That's
money,
true. That's
money,
true. That
money.
Is true. But why would they spend money on a really bad magician?
I think he
I
was
know.
Free. I'm not knocking the event. I can't knock the event. Because you know why? It's such a tough time. That's why. Because he was proud. Listen,
you're
whatever
right.
it was, times are so tough. And people are really trying to, like, I don't know. Penny pinch.
I mean, $1.2 million, it has to mean
1.
something. 1.1. Oh, 1.1.
1.1.
So that's
big.
All
right,
that's
you got to go to fight tomorrow. That's how much they made.
Really?
They made
how do
1.
We know
1.
That already?
She's bringing me yellow belt.
Do you, Chelsea, your mom wants to know if you need some kind of belt.
The yellow belt.
The yellow belt.
Oh, I have the yellow belt in my closet.
Everyone, yellow belts are all the rage. I don't know if you heard that. But yellow belts are what are in. They are the max item of the week, yellow belt. So, Chelsea, make sure you bring yours. The wheels on the bus go round and round. So, Chelsea.
You better have a good waistline to wear a yellow belt. What a way to draw attention.
Listen, I say if you got a big booty or no booty, put it on and be proud. But, Chelsea, I got a listener who just emailed me and said that she's so with you with the stress resolution thing for New Year's.
Oh, look at that, Danielle. Someone agrees with me.
Whatever.
Well, I don't say whatever. I say all of my listeners are precious. Thank you for your views and your opinions, and thank you for writing in to let us know. But I wish you would pick up the phone and dial in 323-203-0815. Make sure it's from an unblocked number. So other than that, you know what? I want to talk about – I have, like, so many things that I need to talk about that I'm not, but it's just, like, I'm not going to stress out because that's just how it is. Oh, another thing that I want to tell you about is where should we go? Let's go to Vidalia Grills because VidaliaGrills.com. You can get all this information on MaxTucci.com. One of my favorite grills, Vidalia Grills. Just plugging people because I can. You know what I mean? So, Chelsea – there's the Boca. Go to BocaRiding.com if you're interested in the equestrian world in Southern Florida in the Boca Raton area. That's BocaRiding.com. They're going to be an amazing facility with 5-star club for horse owners and non-owners, memberships, all this great stuff. BocaRiding.com. Chelsea, you can talk about them on Team Talk Live. But you know, let them buy ads, baby. Make money where you can. But
does anyone watch the Grammys performance episode?
Hello, we are doing charity events. We don't have time to sit home and watch Desperate Housewives, Brothers and Sisters, and the Grammys. We're raising money for children who don't have money. I know. How was it? Tell me about it.
No, it was horrible. That's what I wanted to see if you watched it. I just couldn't believe it.
Oh, shit. Everybody, O.J. Simpson's going to jail.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a major news story, not the Grammys.
Yeah, thanks God.
He has to serve 10 years, a minimum of like 15 years or something, before he's even eligible for parole.
He'll get
out. Good.
Something crazy like that,
All right, he has 9 years. He has to serve 9 years and has the eligibility to parole in 5. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was more than that. I think Perez wrote that it was more than that.
Well, Perez, you know, he gives you opinions, not facts. That's what the difference between gossip and news is. Everybody, don't be a victim of gossip. Be a victim of news.
Please, gossip is so much more fun. If you're going to follow this stuff, you might as well follow the gossip version of it.
Gossip is boring. You know, I've got to say to my friend Amit, cool guy, he was like, when I was sick, he sent me an email. I'm like, how to take care of myself. So go Dr. Amit anyway. Sorry. But I don't know. What else do you guys want to talk about?
Can we talk about Britney's new album?
Britney.
And what a train wreck. She's more popular as a train wreck than she is as not a train wreck.
She
and
is then a train wreck, Max Tucci.
The video
she's
is
a
on YouTube,
mess.
Yeah.
She's a mess.
She's not a mess. Her album is
a mess.
You think she's a mess, Daniel?
No, she's not a mess. I love that woman. That woman is – I have watched that documentary 5 times, and I'm not ashamed to say it. She is amazing. I love her. I think
she's a mess.
Her. Only Britney Spears could pull up a song about phone sex. Only Britney.
That's because Britney can only have phone sex because she's so played out already.
Max, don't say that.
Listen, when you have how many
– of her new song?
How many kids does she have?
Two.
Vaginal reconstructive surgery. 3 words.
Oh my God, Max.
Phone sex.
Where did you come up with this shit?
Max, didn't she have a water birth or something?
I don't know. Brittany. Who, it's like, God bless her. And I have a listener from Costa Rica who says Brittany is not a mess, so he's with all of you, but.
Ooh, go Costa Rica.
I hear no evil, I see no evil, and I speak no evil, so we'll leave it at that.
I'm so excited. March 7th, she's coming to Miami. Daniel, let's get tickets.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't really do concerts, but I guess I would go see Britney.
Oh, that's a great topic. I hate concerts.
I really love it. Like, well, it depends who you're seeing.
No, you know why? Unless it's at a private event, I really don't care. Like, they should pay, like, to see me. Why am I paying to see them? You know, that's why I like charity events. We do a great charity event for Equine Advocates. We've had Liza Minnelli. We've had, oh, God, so many people. Why am I having, like, a brain freeze right now?
She, who has a show in the palace now, Liza Minnelli.
She does. Are you going to go see that?
Nah.
You see? You know what? Ticket prices are too much. Lower ticket prices.
I
They have
agree.
been. Broadway's going down the tubes. They have been. They've been offering all these special deals
Broadway.
lately and being given away all these tickets. Craziness.
I
Well,
still
poor
suffer.
Broadway.
get an email from Broadway Box every day.
Too much. Unsubscribe. My God. That's
Anything
my new
good
thing.
that's new?
Please, I don't read their emails anyway. I'll just go on the site and look at the new deals.
You know what? I got to tell you guys because like I'm going interactive now live. So, you know, really going to jump back and forth. I want to talk about OJ again. The reason being is because you know, he's got kids and I had someone that wrote in that said, "Do you think that OJ's daughter is stressed? Does she know her dad killed her mom? Do you think she knows that her father killed her parent, you know, her mother?" And it's like the poor girl, man, she's got kids. So, what do we think about her?
Oh my
Her
God,
daughter.
I feel so sorry for her.
Yeah.
Can you imagine she's going to have that label of O.J. Simpson's daughter
Daughter.
the rest of her life? Because there, I would judge her if I met her. I would be scared.
Yeah.
Chelsea, don't say such an ignorant thing.
I'm not ignorant, but just associated with, you know, O.J. Simpson. I don't want to be involved with that family.
Oh, no, I totally disagree. I sympathize with her that she has to be labeled as O.J. Simpson, but I think
Well,
stops it there. She's a normal
divorce
person.
your parents like Miley Cyrus is apparently doing.
No, she's not. Billy Ray Cyrus is her best friend.
I
know,
heard
her
that she's
father attached at
divorcing.
the hip. Uh-huh.
I heard
Her
she's
parents are attached at
divorcing.
the hip.
I heard she's divorcing.
How do you divorce your parents? Is that a real legit thing?
Absolutely. It's so easy.
No way.
It's so easy. Yeah. Hello. But that was
I don't know
weird.
if it's easy. It's definitely possible. Because I'm
Anything
not
is
that
possible.
girl.
This is
My
America.
parents
Anything is
think that we
possible.
were trying to, you know, divorce our parents.
Well, why not? Would you divorce your parents? Who cares?
No. Please.
I love my
Yep.
parents. I love my mother. I love my mommy. But anyway, everyone, so listen, here we are. You know, Chelsea, I want to talk to you about Art Basel was amazing, everyone, by the way. If you didn't get a chance, go to artbaselmiami.com. Check that out. Check out my girl's website, Jenny Oz, jennyoz.com. I'm going to be doing a book with her. I've got to contact her. We got a lot to talk about. But so Chelsea, let's what are we going to talk about, everyone? You know what? I'm sorry, everyone, for this show being like this today, but I was so ill last week. I had the worst stomach infection. I was like going to die. I don't know if I had food poisoning. I had food poisoning, basically, and it kicked my ass into a whole new level that I've never experienced,
I
that
know,
I thought
now
I
I'm
was literally going to
sorry.
die. So I apologize for this show not being a little more put together, but nonetheless, I think it went fantastically. If you want to call in, there's still some more time. The number here is 323-203-0815. I promise I'm going to have more celebrity interviews, people. Stop emailing me, okay? Because I'm so busy with the restaurant. And I promise you, there's going to be more celebrity interviews. Andy Roddick is one of them. Eva LaRue is another one of them. I'm sure I'm going to get Emily Proctor on. You know, my CSI Miami girls, my hot girls from CSI Miami, gun-toting girls. We're going to have an amazing show in the future coming up. To the Max after the New Year's is going to be a complete different show in the sense that it's going to be more organized. But, and I'll have co-hosts. But Chelsea, I mean, it's fun to just be, you, I mean, Chelsea does, here's my perfect example. Chelsea, you do a totally formatted show. It's fun to be able to just like be on the air and talk about whatever you want, right?
You know, when I first started doing Teen Talk Live, I would sit in front of my computer for at least 2 hours and I would make my rundown. And it was just
Would
because
you?
I would be, you know, stressing my New Year's resolution about the show having to, you know, have some structure. And as you get more comfortable, you know, on the radio, it's the less and less time you spend on your rundowns, the better the shows are sometimes.
I agree. You know what I want to tell you all? Here's the deal. I want to say right now, I'm on Facebook. Go to facebook.com, and I'm going to say a shout out to all the people that are on there right now. So to Carolyn Plum Leroy, to Connor, to Derek, to Jacqueline, my girl Jackie. Jackie, I'm feeling much better. Thank you. To Jamie Gleischer and to my cousin Vito. Those are the people that are on right now. So big up to you for being on Facebook, and hopefully you're listening. Jackie McCarthy, I miss you. But anyway, so I'm going to start doing shout-outs to my Facebook friend listeners. Get them involved. And who else just came on? Cindy came on. I think it's funny. But anyway, so Chelsea. Chelsea, you're on Facebook.
Yeah, I am, and I have a special guest here.
Who's your special guest?
His name is Dylan.
What's up, Dylan? You know, I've got to tell you real quick, I just had a caller, and they still think that OJ is innocent. So the next time I refer to OJ is going to be orange juice because I'm over OJ.
Dylan,
like,
what do you think about OJ?
He needs to go to jail.
He's in jail.
He's in jail. He needs to stay there.
Like, he probably will.
People are saying that he doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, Dale, you said it.
That's
Daniel.
That's Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
All right. Well, listen, guys. Dylan, I think you're right. Dylan and I are going to hang out tomorrow, so we're going to have a good day. Because I've got to get back to New York, everybody. So I got to tell you all, if travel is in your future plans, go to Delta.com. They brought me to here. They're taking me out of here. They're bringing me to Italy, and they're taking me back from Italy. I'll be in Italy on Wednesday, which means this Sunday I'm going to be recording live out of my studio in Florence, Italy. And I think it's going to be a fun, fun, amazing show because I'm going to figure it out, and it's going to be a good time. To the Max is going to be brought to you coming live internationally from Florence, Italy. Right now we're coming to you live from Boca Raton, Florida, Del Rey. And Chelsea, I've got to say goodnight to Daniel because I've got to wrap up this show, you guys. It's coming to an end. So Daniel, thanks so much for calling in. Thanks for staying on the line. You've been a trooper. You had a set of balls that others didn't, so I give you kudos
anytime,
to that.
Anytime. I enjoyed it. Have a good night, guys.
Bye, Daniel.
Love you.
Daniel.
Love you.
Bye, Del.
All right. So, everyone, thanks for tuning in. Chels, what do you want to say before we have to sign off?
Well, you know what I'm just keep thinking about?
What?
That omelet you made me this morning.
Oh, I did an amazing omelet, everyone, with feta cheese. I'm going to break here's the ingredients, all right, everyone? Get a small pan. This is going to be my first gift to everyone right now. Get a small pan. Put olive oil in it. Put pepper in it, cracked pepper, fresh cracked pepper, and sage leaves, wash them, sage leaves, a couple of them, and some feta cheese crumbled. Let that all melt together. Then add your eggs, scrambled eggs. My trick to scrambled eggs is put them in the freezer. They fluff up better for some reason. Add in the scrambled eggs and just make an amazing omelet with feta cheese, olive oil, cracked pepper, and sage leaves. How delish.
It was amazing.
All right, everyone. So you know what? On an amazing note, take life to the max because I've got to get out of here. I love having all of my callers. If you're in LA and you want a singles party to go to, check out my archive. Check out all the archives on LA Talk Radio, latalkradio.com. Check out my website, maxtucci.com. And everyone, have an amazing, amazing week. Think about people and think about the quote, what you are looking for is looking for you. Good night, everyone. Have a wonderful night. Have a wonderful week. And remember to take life. Where are we taking life, Chelsea?
To the max.
To the max. Sam, I'm out of here. Have a good night, everyone. Glad to be back.
Bye.
You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.